This is a summary of A Tale of Two Beehives by BestBookBriefings.com, A Tale of Two Beehives. Leveraging the Power of Engagement and Working Culture. By Sharik Al-Mulki. It seemed like a nightmare when an owner of a big company realized one day that everything wasn't going well. Sales were down. Profits were stagnant. Turnover was high. From every office and cubicle, he could feel a sense of malaise. It wasn't until a business consultant recommended reading A Tale of Two Beehives that he discovered a new path to making changes. The Hive of Queen Minerva. In the Hive of Queen Minerva, everything had to be done accurately, for Queen Minerva would not like bad news. Queen Minerva was powerful and firm. She never met with her employees. And bees would only interact if there's something to do with work. One day, when all bees were heading to the meeting room, a worker named Susan whispered to Adam, "Don't they know how difficult it is to hear anything when we're all crammed in here wing to wing? You can't even think." Adam was a traveling sales bee who was against the way the work was done at the hive. When the meeting began, he expressed his frustration about the managers who aren't punctual to Susan. Ken, the drone, overheard Adam and chose to say nothing. If he had information that could thwart Adam's progress up the ladder, so much the better. Then, it was time for Tony, the manager, to announce every bee's assignment. Adam had to fly to the eastern end of the Green Valley, though he knew the weather was bad. At Minerva, bees should do the work the way it is. And Tony put all trust in what James, the weatherman, would say, no matter how old he was, that he might give wrong assumptions. Adam's assignment, okay, the weather in the Green Valley should be fine, no problems, James announced. Isn't it the sandstorm season? Asked a bee. No excuses. We want results, not complaints, replied Tony. Tony asked Adam to fly to a patch of blooming hyacinth plants on the western side of the Green Valley and collect nectar. I've never been to the western side before, said Adam. What if there are clouds and I cannot see the sun? You'll be fine, replied Tony. Adam agreed to fly. Only then, all bees had a sense of relief except Ken, who had been hoping Adam would get into trouble. Then, it was Daria, the operations manager's turn to give the honey production report. All bees were disappointed when she said, "No raises this year, sorry, but we need to cut expenses to match our reduced income." Daria overheard Adam and Susan talking. "Adam, do you have something to say?" she asked. Adam didn't speak up. Like it would make a difference. Meanwhile, when he was about to start his flight, Queen Minerva entered the room. To Adam's surprise, she was wearing an expensive outfit. She could have invested in new equipment for the honey factory instead, he thought. Adam gets the job done. In life, there's only first place, there's no second place, Dari used to say at meetings. Every January, Adam had a performance review with Tony. During Adam's last performance review, Tony said, "You were number one in your group the last two quarters. Congratulations. But the first quarter wasn't so good. What happened?" A year ago, Adam had an injured wing, so he wasn't performing at his best. "Better luck next year," said Tony. Although there were missing things in the hive, Adam was hoping for the better. Adam was a top producer. Starting his journey, he would make sure that he's the first to collect the nectar to get the best quality, as he was supposed to fly west that time. Once past the Doll building, he made a slight turn to the north. Once he arrived at the hyacinth, which is a highly competitive marketplace, he flew to an isolated plant to collect a good amount of nectar, not the leftovers that had been picked over by houseflies, ants, butterflies, and beetles. After being done, it was time to go back to the hive. An unexpected delay, beginning the long flight back home, the weather was getting worse. Adam got lost and landed in the wrong hive. He knew from Daria and Tony that other hives don't welcome strangers, so he became worried. When he was about to leave, he found Mike, who used to work with them and landed in Venus Hive during one of his flights. "Are they holding you here as a prisoner?" demanded Adam. "Oh, no," laughed Mike. "This is my new home, Adam was amazed by everything there that it was of no surprise anymore why Mike preferred working there than working at Minerva. The Venus Hive seemed to be a happy place to work. Bees from different departments exchanged ideas about the hive's operations improvement. The digital world was taking place. Most important of all, employees seemed cheerful and happy to be at work. Noticing the white box of Minerva, Adam prepared to leave. Trouble with Ava. As the sun was nearing the horizon, Adam sat down upon the smooth white threshold of the Minerva hive. It was time to enter the receiving room where the nectar is being examined. Ava, the inventory manager, received them with a disrespectful attitude. John, a novice bee, was marked down as being short, although Ava knew that there was a sandstorm. He tried to convince her that the drops were of good quality, but she paid no attention to that. The same went with Adam. The only difference was that he got drops more than he was asked to, but for Ava, he's still late. I've got a full 10 drops. My quota was 8. Stammered Adam. Ava glanced at his load. I'd say more like 9.5. Anyway, what do you want a medal? I think that Tony sets the quotas much too low. Why don't we work as a team as it is at Venus Hive? Said Adam. You entered the Venus Hive? Asked Ava. Yes, replied Adam. I'm sorry. I'm putting you on report. You're grounded until further notice, Ava said, shaking her head. She didn't believe in Adam and got mad. She decided that he's going to be demoted to ordinary house drone. At Minerva, everyone was trying to stab the other in the back. All that mattered was currying favor with the queen. Adam faces the queen in the receiving room. The queen entered to take a look at the workers. Very good. Please carry on, she said in her perfect diction. Adam didn't want to miss the chance to talk to her about Mike and the Venus Hive. Ava, Daria, and Ken tried to block his way. It was nothing, interjected Daria. Pay him no mind, added Ava. Are you crazy? Whispered Ken from behind Adam. When the attendants were about to lift the queen's throne, she ordered, No, stop. I want to know what that bee said. Adam told her the story of the Venus Hive and how employees are more engaged there and that's the reason why they are more progressive, and Mike loved the place there. The queen was curious to know more about employee engagement. Daria was furious because she wanted to get rid of Adam in a way or another. But the queen didn't help with that and took Adam's side. So, she asked Adam to deal with this and discover more about employee engagement. Visiting the hive of Queen Venus. The next morning was clear and cool. Queen Minerva had asked Adam to return to Venus Hive with the company of any other bee. So, he chose to have Susan with him. He thought that having Susan is important as she's from a different department. They took off for the flight to Venus. When they arrived, Mike took them in a tour around and introduced them to his colleagues. Susan was astonished with the cleanliness of the place and the happiness of employees at work. Then, they met Robert, the director of HR. He discussed with them the two different kinds of hives. The old-fashioned kind is where you have an authority figure at the top. The leader collects business information, makes decisions, and issues directions to subordinates. Subordinates carry out the orders. There is no free flow of information. Employees have no reason to be loyal. The other type of organization is one that's structured more like a team. The CEO is the coach. While you still have a hierarchy with ranks and job descriptions, the relationships between the members of the team are very different. But you must have annual performance reviews, don't you? Asked Susan. While it's true that we need to keep a formal file on every bee, replied Robert. In our culture of coaching, praise and criticism is delivered immediately. New ideas? After what Robert has explained, Adam and Susan thought that they need an actual change at Minerva. There are many disengaged bees there. They were then introduced to Sarah, who works in the marketing department and is in charge of social media. She talked about the importance of social media and how it gets you connected to everything. She also talked about how it made a great difference in their business. Managers at the Venus Hive gave the opportunity for their employees to provide their feedback on everything. They never show difference between a coach and an employee. Ideas are exchanged between them. One of the advantages of social media, according to Sarah, is its low cost. Through Facebook and customers' comments, they manage to solve any problems. Sarah explained that they once had a problem because of a big patch of orange honey they offered to their customers. It seemed to be bitter, and customers assumed it was going to be sweet orange honey. So, they asked the product managers to repackage the honey and call it Seville Orange Honey. At Venus Hive, also, they conduct daily meetings that last for 10 minutes. It goes around three main questions. What did I accomplish yesterday? What will I do today? And what obstacles are impeding my progress? Moving the hive forward, trust is the key word for all what Sarah has explained. It is one of many important elements that aren't there at Minerva's. During lunch, they met Andrew, the sales supervisor. Andrew was celebrating their goal for this week that they've achieved. So, he bought lunch for everyone. Adam thought about any time he felt trusted at Minerva. At the Venus, they would cover for each other and show appreciation, while at the Minerva, managers only exert their authority on employees. Things went on and Adam couldn't stop thinking until he and Susan met Rachel, who works in the honey production department. He talked about their SMART goals that stand for specific to avoid generalities, measurable to know how to measure success. Achievable means accomplishing the goal within the hive's realm of authority and capabilities. Relevant means that the goal should be met and can be met. Time-bound is where the time is important. While you need to set quantitative goals, the time factor is equally important. Unlike Queen Minerva's sumptuous chambers, Queen Venus's office looked like a regular office. And Queen Venus received Adam and Susan graciously. Thought Adam. Once again, it's all about trust. Opportunity at the Minerva Hive, Adam and Susan knew that trust and openness were the keys to employee engagement and sustained success. Queen Minerva was surprised how trust can make great differences and affect the flow of work. While the committee members argued about the policy of employee engagement that Adam was talking about, the Queen was thinking about the progress of her hive and how far have they reached. She knew that in business, you need to be always productive or others will overtake you. In today's economy, how can such an organization survive? She was concerned about the number of members who would embrace employee engagement compared to the ones who would refuse and remain rigid. If change doesn't come, said Susan, there will be many more bees like Mike who will seek a better life at another hive. Adam and Susan left and returned to their stations hoping for a promising future. After finishing the story, what are you going to do? Asked the consultant. I am going to order a copy of A Tale of Two Beehives for each member of my senior staff, said the business owner. Then, we're going to start making some changes. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.